We're tracking this morning a pretty strong cold front, Rich. We've been talking about it all week long. It's been triggering a lot of severe weather to our immediate north and a few widely scattered showers and storms at times right here in Jacksonville and northeastern Florida. We had a brief period of about an hour to 90 minutes where we had a few showers and storms yesterday afternoon. A little bit different for today as the cold front approaches and bumps into this very warm, humid air mass early this morning. Showers and thunderstorms are already ongoing and will continue on and off throughout a good part of the day, although the tendency will be for the rain to diminish this afternoon. From northwest to southeast, so Nassau and Baker County first by about early to mid-afternoon, and by late in the day for areas south of Interstate 10, most of that rain pushing off to the south and east. And after this rainfall and the cold front moves through, oh, what a treat. Unseasonably cool temperatures, but for the first part of April, that means it's really going to be very nice. With highs struggling to get to 70 degrees for the weekend and nighttime lows down into the 40s, and it's quite possible and quite likely that near and west of Highway 301, some places will drop into the 30s by early Saturday morning and again by early Sunday morning with record or near-record low temperatures, especially Sunday morning. The record in Jacksonville is 37. The first alert forecast for right now is 40. But that's something else for this time of year. Open up the windows if you can handle the lingering pollen, which, again, is not near as bad as it was a month ago, but still evident there. If you can handle that, open up the windows, let Mother Nature take care of your air conditioning. After all, this will be, you know, the clock is ticking on when we can open up the windows and let nice, refreshing air roll in throughout the apartment, the home, whatever the case might be. So roll the windows down, get out the convertible, and have a really nice few days ahead after we get rid of this rain today. And then early next week, a start of a warming trend that by midweek will take temperatures at least into the mid-80s, but also a longer period here of drier weather than we've seen recently, a little longer period between frontal systems. We may manage to get almost a week, maybe even a little longer in without much in the way of significant rainfall after today. So once again, to repeat, scattered showers and storms today. A few strong storms will be possible, along with some heavier downpours at times. And then the cold front will move through this afternoon and evening, bringing an end to the rain, followed by much cooler temperatures and lower humidity tonight through tomorrow and right on into the weekend. With all your weather all the time, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 at Fox 30 Action News, Jack's First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV.